Hello and welcome, everybody. Today is Thursday, May 26th. My goodness, time is flying. It is almost the halfway mark. My name is Paul Martinelli, president of the John Maxwell team, and I am joined today by just two people I love, Gina Jones and Nick Vujicic, and tonight's call is all about learning about Youth Mix. Gina, how are you, girl?
I'm great. So excited to be on the call and talk with everyone.
I know you are. And Nick Vujicic, how are you, my friend?
Paul, Gina Jones, and everyone listening, I'm doing absolutely fantastic. How are you guys?
Oh, it's so good. It's so good to hear your voice. Of course, you and I were just on a call not too long ago with Aaron, and we were talking about the Youth Max program. And when I was telling you all that was going on, and I asked you if you would jump on a call to add value to the team, as always, you said yes. So thank you so much. I know you're traveling, and I know you're busy, and for you to take 10 or 15 minutes out of your time honors me, it honors John, and it honors everybody on this call. Thank you, my friend.
No, it's a privilege to be on here, and it's a great privilege to be called the ambassador of the Youth Max program, and seeing people like Gina Jones just inspires me and definitely gets me excited for the next generation.
You know, I'm sorry, but we got to talk a little bit about Gina Jones. Isn't she a rock star? I mean, she is
rock star.
Thank you.
I'm telling you. You know, Nick, I want to maximize your time here, and I know that when we were talking about the Youth Max Plus program, we were talking about being able to take your message and. Which is separate and different from John's, and to capture your voice, you know, you are probably the most relevant voice in the world today as it relates to the youth audience, and certainly as it relates to anti-bullying and personal self-esteem and personal self-love. Has that always been a passion of yours? Or did God lay this on your heart, or was this a need that you saw in the marketplace?
No, you know what? It was actually a janitor of mine at my high school who looked at me one day and said, you know what? You have to be a speaker, and you're going to be a speaker. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, Nick, I just know it. You're going to be a great communicator, and you've got a great story. And I'm thinking, this guy is crazy. Like, what? I didn't have a story, and he said, yes, you do. He said, please, Nick, share your story in front of some teenagers at your school. And I'm like, no way. For 3 months, I said, no. He twisted my arm. I finally said yes. And just to get him to be quiet, I'm like, all right, fine, I'll just do it. And honestly, I had no idea what to expect. I was really, really nervous. And obviously, a man without limbs, as a kid, I'm thinking, man, well, what kind of job am I going to get? What kind of future do I have? And I never thought I'd be a speaker. And when I saw the tears of the audience, and really, you know, you could look them in their soul through their eyes and really see that they'll never be the same again. They've never been told that they're loved. They've never been told that there's a greater purpose in their life. You know, these teenagers don't have a mom and dad they can sometimes look up to. And for someone to look them in the eye and say, I believe in you, and you're beautiful just the way that you are, you don't have to be anyone but the best you that you can be. And seeing a man without arms and legs smiling, it just challenges everyone to say, man, if he's dreaming big, then why am I not? And that was at age 19. I've never looked back since.
You know, I think there's something, there's so much in what you just said there, but I think here's probably the most important thing that you just said there is that what impacted the kids the most wasn't the fact that you didn't have arms and legs. It was the fact that you told them that they were special. You told them that you loved them,
yep.
that you cared
yep.
for them. You know, so many of us who see you. I can remember you and I and Roddy Galbraith working together one day. We were doing a speaker training, and Les, our friend Les Brown, was there, and you were sharing a story how somebody, you're not thinking, in the audience raised their hands and said, well, you know, it's easy for you, you know, to have a story because you don't have arms and legs. And you kind of
right.
chuckled at that. You know, what a unique take on things, I guess. But your point here, I think, is really solid and necessary for all of these John Maxwell team members who are looking at the Youth Max Plus program and saying, maybe Nick's able to identify and connect with the audience because he doesn't have arms and legs. What you're saying is it's the message that transcends. It's the message that connects. Certainly you as a messenger connect, but the message that you bring and that you bring alive and co-teach and co-facilitate in the Youth Max program is really what matters, isn't it?
Absolutely. Look, and all I can say about the limbs not being there is sort of more of a visual, effect or illustration of what everyone knows the world needs to hear. You know, hope is universal, and I've never found anybody who doesn't want more love, who doesn't want more hope, who doesn't want to believe in a brighter future. The problem is when you're a teenager and a speaker comes up in front of everyone and says, never give up, or even before they open their mouth, the teenagers, like I used to be a teenager, Paul, I remember one day, you were a teenager one day for sure, looking at people up on stage and saying, okay, what are you going to teach me? But when someone gets up there with confidence and smiles and really looks people in the eye, I think what really is transparent is people's hearts and looking them in the eye and saying, look, this is my story. And I believe everyone has a story. You don't have to have the story of being born without limbs to have a powerful testimony or an example of living life without limits. But the visual effect of seeing, okay, a man without arms and legs, I can't imagine how, he's survived, but here he is and he's living a more full life than me. And that's what I want everyone to know in the world is that sometimes we put the biggest disabilities on us. And I'm so sorry about the wind. I'm going to go inside. But this is the hugest, biggest breakthrough for me is understanding that the disabilities of having no arms and legs is nothing compared to the fear of failure, the fear of the future, the fear of what people think of me. And I want everyone to be free of that.
Wow. Gina, you can feel free to jump on in because I know you. You know where we're going after, Nick, so if there's something that you wanted to jump in and frame. Nick, let me just ask you a question. You have, I remember a call that you and I had after we had known each other for about a year, and the number of people that you have impacted globally is staggering. It's closing in on a billion people. It might have even passed getting and touching the lives of over a billion people. You think about it, that's 1 in 7 in the planet. It's just amazing. Is there a difference, though, when you're communicating for those who are on the call who regularly communicate with adults and have a heart to speak to young people, but is there a difference about in the way you speak to young people than adults?
I really feel that adults, they'll give you more grace than the teenagers. and I feel like you need to really, you got 30 seconds to engage them, to give them a subconscious sort of timeline of like, hey, I'm going to give him 30 seconds. And if he can keep, my attention for the next 30 seconds, and really be real with me. I think, it's not that we're less real with adults, but there is an edge that you do have to have, and not just really the story as much as the, just drawing in people. And so for me, it's humor, it's uniqueness, and it's just being upfront and being authentic. I think those are the big things.
Yeah, I mean, I think the innocence of children, there's a truth detector in them, right? I mean, they can spot a phony a mile away, can't they? And they can tell if you don't genuinely care for them, they sense that, don't they?
100%. 100%. And I, and the greatest thing is that this Youth Max program, gives anyone who has an authentic heart and a passion for youth to be equipped to communicate to them values and principles that they'll never forget, and equipping in their life of reframing their mind, of knowing the truth of value, of knowing the truth that a lot of our choices, a lot of how we think of ourselves will determine if we're going to reach our full potential or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the exciting thing. It's equipping every single coach to say, you know what? I don't just want to speak to adults. I want to invest in the next generation. And that to me, I get so excited, especially when I look at people like Gina Jones and seeing an army of this next generation saying, you know what? I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to complain. I'm going to be thankful for what I have and go for it.
Right on. Gina, did you want to jump in? Did you have a question?
Yeah, no, I sit back and listen to Nick. He just
gotcha.
Has a way to grab us in. But, yeah, that's one of the things we talked a lot about when we were all filming together, is that, you know, the young people just want us to be genuine, right? They just want us – just want to know that somebody cares about them and wants to reach them and connect with them. And that's why Nick's able to – add value to so many people in you know, auditoriums and in arenas and in large capacities, because they know his heart. And that's one of the best things that I got from Nick, is to continue to show them your heart, and you'll be able to reach them every time.
Hey, Paul, that proverb where in the Bible it says, you know, those to whom much is given, much is expected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't take my responsibility lightly at all. And, you know, when someone with arms and legs gets up on stage and says, you can do it, never give up, that's wonderful. That's fantastic, because you know their story. But when a man without limbs gets up and says, hey, you're going to be okay, it's just this seed of hope, this seed of light that comes into even in the darkest places. And letters after letters, emails after emails saying, I'll never be the same again. I had thought of giving up, but I know that if you didn't give up, then I'm not going to give up. And it's not like you have to have a special story. You need to just engage in your greatest passion. If your greatest passion is to reach youth, you will do it, and you will do it effectively. And I just want to encourage everyone that, you know, sometimes you get up in front of many audiences, and it's not about how large the crowd is, as much as you knowing that every time you get up in front of 1,000 students, you don't know how many lives are actually going to be changed forever. And that to me is everything, because you can't buy hope.
Yeah.
You can't take hope out of my pocket and put it in someone else's. And what a privilege it is for every single one of us who have found that greater purpose, who have found that hope, to share that with these teenagers who feel like the biggest things are video games, having a boyfriend, and being the coolest, you know, F-bombing, you know, kid on the block, when they feel like, oh my gosh, there's nothing to my life. And then all of a sudden, someone comes into their life and says, hey, you're beautiful. You don't have to be someone you're not. Do your best and keep on going and dream big.
You know, one of the things I love about what you created here with Youth Max Plus is that a John Maxwell team member, you know, presses play. And there you are. You introduce them as the speaker of the day. You teach the five lessons. So it's an opportunity for them to have you in the room with them, right, to kind of co-facilitate that. And I want to just talk about, if I could, Nick, just the business side of this, because I think it's important, because it at some level, you know, if a John Maxwell team member does not generate revenue, being a speaker is an expensive hobby, right? You've got to be able to generate revenue. And one of the things that I have seen you do time and time again, and I think it's a model that every John Maxwell team member can learn from, and that is where you have been hired to come in and speak and paid to speak at a particular event or to a group that might be mixed, that might be adults and young people. I've then seen you leverage that paying opportunity and add on than a free youth component. And I wondered if you saw that as a viable model for a John Maxwell team member who might be working. Let's say they get hired to work with a company that has 25 or 100 employees, and they go in and they speak a leadership. They get hired to train in leadership, and then to add value to the contract, they allow that company's employees to bring their children on a Saturday, and they can then use the Youth Max Plus content. Because within this program, and for all of you John Maxwell team members, you have the right to charge for this content, and there are paying opportunities for young people, aren't there, Nick? I mean, you can monetize working. People think, well, when you work with kids, you do it for free, you always give it away. There's many different ways to leverage being able to be a speaker to young people and get paid doing it.
Absolutely. And in fact, as you know, definitely the last sort of 8 to 10 years, the social responsibility sort of barometer on corporate responsibility in the community, I literally yesterday went into a dealership because we're looking at a car out here, and all these 7 guys came up and said, "Oh my gosh, I've seen you on YouTube. We use all your videos on you know, the marketing thing. I'd love one day for you to come to my school." And it happens time and time again, wherein I could do a corporate speech at that dealership to motivate them in sales and leadership, go through a workshop, and then later that night invite their family and their friends as a value add-on, just like you said. However, on the other side, if you flip the coin, there is unlimited opportunity where even if you don't get a local marketplace leadership presentation opportunity, you could actually knock on the doors of local companies and say, "Hey, I've paid the license for the Youth Max Plus program with John Maxwell and Nick Vujicic. And have you seen this guy on YouTube?" "Oh, yeah, I've seen that guy." "Well, would your company like to sponsor this one unit that I could actually present to your local high school or middle school thanks to your gold sponsorship?" And all of a sudden, they're like, "Oh, my gosh, I can partner with John Maxwell and Nick Vujicic to bring this message to my school." They know that they'll never get a John Maxwell or a Nick Vujicic physically on their platform, but that's the beautiful thing of having an army and a team of ambassadors to go out there to the youth, and literally you can underwrite yourself if you're strategic, if you're resilient. You can find the local businessman, businesswoman who says, "Yes, it would be a dream come true if John Maxwell and Nick Vujicic came to our school, but that ain't going to happen anytime soon. We would love to be a sponsor of you know, you as an ambassador to the youth on behalf of our company, bringing these values and attitudes to our community."
Wow, it is so good, Nick. I want to keep you on for the next 3 hours, and I also want to honor your time. So let me just ask you one last question, my friend. And again, I love you, and I'm so grateful that you're doing this call. And why did you say yes? I mean, why did you say yes to the John Maxwell team? You have been, I think at last counts, close to 60 different countries. You have met, I think, 11 or 14 presidents. You've spoken to senators, Congress. You've spoken to the wealthiest man in the world. I know that. You have been at the highest level of every stream of influence in the world. You did not need the John Maxwell team. Why did you say yes to be the Youth Max Plus, but the Youth Max ambassador, and then lend your name and create this opportunity for John Maxwell team members to buy a certification and carry your name? Why did you say yes to us?
Paul, I love that question. And you know, I just did 6 countries in 17 days, and I actually
yeah.
I just got an official letter from the administration of Putin saying we'd like to meet Nick in 2017 to talk about our education system.
Wow.
We're excited about opportunities like that, and I was on TV to 180 million people 3 weeks ago. The reason why I've decided to partner and collaborate with the John Maxwell team is because you have coaches in over, I don't know how many you have, 140 countries now. And when you have an army of not just hands and feet, but hearts, minds, and passion to say, you know what, I want to leave my fingerprint of positivity and change in this world while I'm here. I'm going to dream big. And if we have an army of that many people going out to schools and going into the marketplace to bring in these principles and values and really the inspiration that can turn anyone's life around and get them from a valley out of that valley, get up and keep on walking. And not promising that they're not going to go through another valley, but equipping them and giving them everything they need to overcome any obstacle, to thrive over any adversity, to change obstacles into opportunities, to not let their circumstances determine what kind of life they're going to live. When you know that you've been an instrument in God's hand to actually make a difference in someone else's life, money can't buy that. And so my mission, Paul, is to reach 7 billion people. We've reached so far somehow positively 1.2 billion people on a level of TV, maybe for a couple minutes, 600 million with the gospel of Jesus through my faith-based organization, Life Without Limbs. But there are another 6.4 billion people out there who haven't heard about faith. And for me, whatever I need to do to motivate, positively change, to inspire, to encourage people on any level, to let them know to first never give up. Because sometimes, Paul and Gina Jones, you know, sometimes you need to save a life before you save a soul. And I'm all about the business of saving lives and hoping to plant seeds of love, hope, and faith into millions of people, if not every single teenager in the world. And that is why I've teamed up with the John Maxwell team.
Wow. Thank you, my friend. Nick, for the hundreds of John Maxwell team members who are on the line, you now have a new membership program through your body of work. How can, if John Maxwell team members who are on the line and part of our community, how do we support you? Is there a website that we can go to enroll, to be part of your community? And I know also your father just came out with a beautiful book. Can you give yourself a shameless plug here, please? Please.
Look, if anybody is interested more in first of all, our nonprofit ministry, Life Without Limbs, you know, majority of our funding and sustainability comes from $20 a month partners. And so if you feel convicted to help us preach the gospel to another soul around the world, to let them know that Jesus loves them, go to lifeoutlimbs.org and consider becoming a $20 a month partner. My dad is one of my greatest heroes in my life. And Paul, I know he's a big fan of you and you're a big fan of him.
Yeah.
And my dad at 61, he's doing well with stage 4 pancreatic cancer so far, 9 months down the track. And he's positive. And for about 4 years, I told him, Dad, you need to write a book. He's like, what do you mean write a book? I'm not an author. And I said, Dad, I've come across so many parents with children who have special needs and with children who do not have special needs. They all wonder in amazement, what kind of parents did you have for you to be who you are today? And the principles and the journey and the values and the faith that my parents had to adopt. The title is Raising the Perfectly Imperfect Child, and it's in all Christian bookstores. We're doing some book signings, actually, in California right around Father's Day. And so, you know, it's a perfect gift for anyone who you know who's struggling with parenting maybe rebellious teenagers or teenagers who have, you know, a lack of direction in their life, but especially teenagers and children who have a special needs of some sort. And, I mean, I look at that book and I'm brought to tears. And I know my dad's story and I know my story. But when you look at it, it's like, wow, this truly is a lifelong miracle that's captured in a book that will change people's lives. So Raising the Perfectly Imperfect Child in any good bookstore, you can check that out too.
And of course, if you go to Gina, could you get a link up on all of our Facebook pages? Could you do that for us? Okay, we're going to get a link up on the Facebook pages so people, team members, can find that, and they can also, we'll also put the link up where those who want to support the non-for-profit can do that. Nick, thank you so much. I love you. Safe travels. Give Kanye a love, a big hug from Kelly and I, and we will talk soon.
Paul, love you, and love back to Kelly. Gina Jones, love you. So proud
love
of you.
You.
Keep soaring. And can't wait for your book. Can't wait to see it. And everybody else, listen, it is my privilege, honor, and joy to really start this journey with you, and to really be anxious for me. You know, one day I'm anxious to one day get that letter from one of your John Maxwell team members to say, Nick, we've used the Youth Max Plus program, and it's changed teenagers' lives. Here's an excerpt of a testimony. Here's a teacher's testimony. Here's a principal's testimony, hearing about how the biggest bully at school stopped bullying, how the one who never talked to anybody has now come out of their shell. I mean, whenever we do something new, whether it's a book, a short film, different things that we do, we always wait for someone to come up to me face-to-face and look me in the eye and say, you know what, I had attempted suicide, but after hearing that, after seeing that, whatever that project was, I'll never be the same again. And that, to me, is worth more than all the money in the world. So I'm so excited that your team and everyone listening get to participate in such rewards. And it's going to change their lives as well, I believe.
Thank you, my friend. God bless. Thank you, Nick.
God bless you guys. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Nick.
Wow, Gina Jones. How do you I'm glad you're on next.
Yeah, leave it up to me, huh?
Well,
oh, I love Nick. I love his passion.
You know, before we kind of just jump in, there's so many team members who are on the call now who want to learn about Youth Max Plus. Can you just, before we do, will you just share just the Reader's Digest version of why you are in the position you're in? How did this all come about for you?
Sure. So, you know, when I joined the John Maxwell team, I was searching for something to just add value to me, to help me be a better educator. But I knew I needed something related to leadership. And so I joined the team, and I remember sitting in the audience, and John was doing his teaching, and he said that youth are not our leaders of tomorrow. They're our leaders of today.
Wow.
And so I wrote it down. I still have it in my notes, in my Evernote, and as well as in my physical written notes. And it just stuck with me. And so I immediately began to use the Youth Max curriculum, the original curriculum, and I just started serving. The first thing I did, I hadn't done a mastermind, hadn't done a coaching session, hadn't done anything like that. The first thing I did was Youth Max. And I've been using it and serving young people with it ever since, and it's actually one of the top resources, services that I provide. It's requested more than anything else that I do, and it's added so much value to the young people that I serve, and it's added a lot of value to me. So yeah, that's kind of how I got here. I just kept serving and modifying it and making it work for the audiences that I am so fortunate to serve.
So there's team members who are on the line who, when they enrolled, they heard that, you know, once you pay in full, you have access to this Youth Max program. And now they're hearing that there's this additional program that they have to pay for, that there's this, now there's Youth Max Plus.
Right.
Will you just share kind of the difference from the original Youth Max, and what are the key differences?
Yeah, sure. So In the Youth Max original content, you know, we're given four lessons from John: the stand up and be counted, learning to fail forward to success, self-image, and personal character. And John teaches us through a video lesson, and he really equips us with the content that we need to then create our own transformational program for young people that we serve, right? So he gives us the content, we do with it what we need to do to create a Youth Max presentation. In the original modules that were provided to us in the Youth Max content, we're given examples of presentations that team members created. So a lot of wonderful best practices were shared with all of us over the past 4 years. Youth Max Plus, you know, is based on Nick's experience and Nick's content, and it has five lessons. So it has one more module, and they're called Three Important Letters, The Five Steps for Success. He also does a module on failure is important, The Kind Connection, and Your True Strength. And so the one thing that's different is that, and you and Nick talked about it earlier, is Nick has a video lesson for each one of those. But Nick isn't teaching us, he's teaching the young people. So there's a personalized message from Nick that is included with each presentation that you can access and present with Youth Max Plus. You don't have to do them all, but each one has a 10 to 12 minute presentation or message from Nick. And it also, one thing that we did, thank God for Lane Jones. Everybody thank God for Lane
yes.
Jones. We are not sisters for real, but we are. She
yeah.
is. God said, I'm going to give you guys the same last name because you're just going to be together. So Lane really helped create a lot of the resources that are now in Youth Max Plus. So PowerPoint presentations, fully scripted PowerPoint presentations that you can download, a program description that you can use to help get you in the door with working with youth-serving organizations. There's a facilitator guide for each and every module. Within the PowerPoint presentation, there's a script that you can use. I think I already said that. But then also, Nick even gives you a special introduction and says, hey, this is my John Maxwell team member friend, and they're going to talk to you today about Youth Max. And so there's activities and games that are age-appropriate. I mean, we went all out with this. We kind of went on overload, you know. Some folks were – that's what I love about this team. I love about the John Maxwell team is that, you know, people were asking for more stuff to add to our youth components in the John Maxwell team, the youth programming. And fortunately, we have a leader in you, Paul, that you listen and you really heard what people needed. And that's what Youth Max Plus is. It really gives our team members everything that they need, you know, presenter do's and don'ts, technical considerations, sample contracts. I mean, everything you can think of is in this package. And it's really, you know, that $500 is you're going to make your money back with a half of a presentation. So it's really worth it.
You know, one of the beautiful things is this is where, as you said, if you go to the Youth Max content, you watch John teach you, and then you then go and teach. In this one, it is really kind of a co-facilitation where the first thing you play is Nick introducing you, and then you pick whichever one or all of the modules, and Nick teaches right to the camera, right to the people in the room, and then you have a PowerPoint presentation that goes along with it, and as Gina said, scripted word for word what are the core teaching points, and then you know you created just some phenomenal resources that engage the young person. When somebody does one of these engagements, Gina,
sure.
How long should they expect? If I let's say I got hired to come in and talk to a junior, you know, either a junior high school or let's say a YMCA class, or I were to go to a gymnastics school or a karate school, wherever there's young people, wherever there's already an established young person's audience, you can go in and sell this program. And make no mistake about it, guys, with YouthMax and with YouthMax Plus, you can charge, you should charge, and you keep 100% of what you earn. Yeah. How long is the normal engagement, Gina?
Sure. So so remember, I said there's five different lessons or modules, and when we created them, we were thinking that a traditional class time might be 45 minutes to an hour. So if you consider the content and you consider the activities, that's probably about how long you have for content to present. So about 45 minutes to an hour. Now, that being said, we say it over and over again once you get into the YouthMax Plus course, is that this content is completely customizable, modifiable. You change it to however you need to use it or facilitate it. So it could be extended into a longer time period. Maybe if you were at a school and they had block scheduling and you need to fill 2 hours, you could do it. Or if you needed to modify it and maybe not do the whole presentation of one of the modules, you could make it even shorter if you needed to. So, yeah, it's roughly 45 minutes to an hour.
Right. Now, talk about pricing, because I think pricing is always an issue. And I think there's some people who have this paradigm that there's not money in the youth market. And there is, you just have to go about it a different way. And you can also use this as a loss leader. Can you speak to both of those? How do you use this as a loss leader where you may go in and give this to a company as a way to get a contract for coaching or speaking? And then how do you use this also just as a standalone?
Right. So so I think, you know, Nick talked about it a little bit with, you know, getting maybe sponsorships. So that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you guys about today, is that if you go and approach a company and talk to them about, you know, maybe they have a service component or mission to their company and they sponsor programming for schools, or maybe you've heard that they want to do more community service and outreach. For some companies, they might not think that they have the time or the resources to do it. You, my friend, are presenting them with the opportunity to do that and to fulfill their mission. And so meeting with companies and connecting with them and offering a potential sponsorship to them. And I know there's plenty of you. Let me say this too briefly. I'll interrupt myself. I thank all of you for sharing with me your stories and reaching out to me and asking questions. I know that there are several of you who do implement this strategy and connect with sponsors and local businesses to endorse your program or to pay for it so that your time is compensated while you're in the school. So thank you for sharing that with me. So it is a proven method by a lot of our team members that it works really well. So it's twofold. You know, you're helping serve the mission of a business that might want to provide a sponsorship, and then you're also providing a service to the school that maybe at that time cannot afford it. I think another thing to think about is, you know, Paul had mentioned, a lot of times folks think that there might not be any money in the youth market or that schools don't have access to funding or resources. I had shared in our call in December, our previous success call, and I was sharing that, you know, I live in one of the poorest counties in the state of Pennsylvania, and I live next to the poorest county in the state of Pennsylvania. And one of the school districts that I recently served, I had a major contract with, and they did not flinch to work with me to write it was over a couple of contracts that would have totaled, the total was $50,000, but the first contract was $20,000. And it wasn't, I mean, it was based on me doing YouthMax and youth leadership programming. I did some consultant work for them too, but my point is, if in the next poorest county, next to the poorest county in rural Pennsylvania can write that kind of check, there's some places where y'all live that you probably could get it even faster. So there's money in the school districts, but it takes planning And it takes, you know, being strategic. So if you think about youth serving organizations, they're either going to be a school or they're going to be, they could be a for-profit entity or they could be a nonprofit, maybe after-school program. You want to pay attention to their timelines. So when are they planning their calendar year? What kind of programming do they do? And what are the topics that they're currently addressing in their school? And if you can align YouthMax and what you hope to do with it, with their what they're currently addressing, you're going to find it very easy to connect with them and to be compensated for your work. Some folks have reached out to me and asked about, you know, I don't know if I can go to a school five times, right, to do the five different modules, or they won't give me all day to do all five modules, or if I'm in an after-school program, how can I get paid for it for the cost? Honestly, you're going to have to research your community and figure out what the best format is and use the best format that works for you. I had a 4-H Tri-County Leadership Council meet with me. Yep. On last Monday, was it last Monday, I think, and I shared the message in our team Facebook group and in our mentorship group that, you know, I only had 25 minutes to speak, and I needed to present the materials, and I did the five steps to success. Well, I did that presentation. I was the keynote, but only for 25 minutes, so I wasn't compensated a whole lot of money. I was doing it more for service than it was for a check. But after that 25 minutes was over, I had kids stay for another hour, and now I'm, you know, have the opportunity to be contracted as a personal coach for one of the kids that were there because their dad was there with them. And he liked what he heard, and he said, I want you to, you know, coach her one-on-one. So sometimes, too, when we're doing these types of programs, they also can lead to even bigger money or you know, opportunity as well.
I know also, you know, for a lot of people, getting into the schools is just very difficult. I know particularly in Florida, I mean, they have canceled everything. They've canceled, the next thing they're going to do is cut lunch, right? I mean, they've cut everything because they're, you know, they're teaching to the test. They're teaching to the test. But there are all kinds of, like, if you think about how many different summer camps there are, we're coming into summer camp season. We're coming into daycare seasons. All of those organizations are looking for time fillers. Yep. They're looking for programming. And you can go into a YMCA, you can go into church summer camps. There's all kinds of youth groups. I just did a Turning Point program in Atlanta at Perimeter Church, and they have a huge ropes course, and I told them about the Nick Voyages program. They'll probably have 1,500 kids go through their youth summer camp, and they are like on fire about the YouthMax with Nick Voyage's program because it's something different for them to bring, and it's a way for them to bring Nick Voyage in. Their church will never be able to bring Nick in,
right?
Even if they could afford him, they couldn't get him on the schedule,
right?
And this is there are ballet schools, there are gymnastics schools, there are karate schools. There's all kinds of activity programs, businesses, Kuhman Math, Sylvan Learning Centers that already have an audience and already have a community of clients of young people that you could plug into and just bolt right onto this and add value to them and be hired and get paid doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up such a great point, Paul, because I think sometimes, too, you know, we operate from what our experience is or what we know, right? So all of those places that you named, I'm sure that most of us on this call hadn't even thought to approach, right? Because we're thinking, well, you're going to go to ballet school to learn ballet. You're not going to learn about have a leadership session with Miss Gina, right? So
right.
I think a lot of times our own view of programs and services and how they exist, we kind of don't see ourselves fitting in that way. And that's what I guess one of the challenges is, right, that we want to issue to everyone is to see the opportunity in serving young people wherever they are. Because you can take, that's the beauty of Youth Max Plus, you can take one module, all the modules, a couple of the modules, and modify them to serve the organization that you're meeting with and the young people that you're serving at that time. So it doesn't matter the type of location or the type of, you know, organization. You are equipped. You are a John Maxwell team member who has been equipped, and you know how to make this work. And you just got to believe that within yourself, that you have the content, you have the resources, and you can modify it and make it work for whoever you're serving.
And quite frankly, you've got the support. I mean, if you post something on Facebook, you need help. I mean, you're instantly connected. I think what also shouldn't be lost on all of you who are on the line, who are considering, you know, getting this additional certification, is you know, one of the most powerful things that comes with your John Maxwell team certification is this association with John. It's the association with the brand. The Youth Max Plus program gives you an association with one of the most recognizable people on the planet. I forget where I was reading, Agena, but somewhere Nick is in the top, I think he's one of the top 25 most recognizable human beings on the planet. This is an opportunity for you to be connected and associated with his brand. I mean, it is a brand that is pure, it's clean, it's integrous, it's respected, it's relevant, right? And so A, there's that. The next thing is I would absolutely, even if you don't plan on doing it, I would absolutely, when you're sitting in front of a corporate client, a small business client, an entrepreneur, I would absolutely mention your association with Nick. I would absolutely name drop, absolutely do that. And I would also use this as a way for you, for a relatively small time investment, to add a significant value to a client. If I were going into a car dealership and I wanted to go in and do a half-day workshop on REAL or on Leadership Gold, I would also say, you know, when you have me come in and speak anytime in the next 6 months, if you wanted to have your employees or if you wanted to sponsor a youth day at the dealership, I will come in as a Youth Max Nick Vujicic certified trainer, and I'll do a Youth Max program for either your employees, kids, as a value add to them. You can use it that way. Or if you wanted to just sponsor for the community, I'll come in and do that when you buy my speaking package. I would absolutely do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, it seems like it's a no-brainer. I mean, and that is, when you talk about ROI, what do you typically charge for these type of sessions? Do you know, I mean, if you were to go in and do a 45-minute or an hour session?
Sure. So, for me, you know, remember where I told you I live. So for me, and where I'm currently serving, because I'm actually, I think some of you know this, I'm actually leaving my 9 to 5 in 30 days.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Hallelujah. So I'm leaving it soon, and won't be in this particular area, but so I can go and serve, you know, in a bigger capacity, and it's been very good to me. But so right here, though, in the community where I'm at, in probably like the tri-state area, I'm for a 45-to-1-hour session, I'm no less than $500. I'm no less than that. Now, let me say this. For keynotes, which is what I contract people for, I don't charge anything less than $2,500. So typically when I meet with a school or a youth-serving organization, you know, they will receive a contract based on that $2,500 fee. And then we will talk, and if they need a sponsorship or if they are just not able to come up with it, or if I just feel like I really, God's led me to serve them in that capacity, I really want to just do that. But I don't go anything below 500. So if that helps.
That one. Yeah, I mean, I think, again, I think for John Maxwell team members who are looking at this, you are eligible to get the certification once you've paid in full for your JMT certification, and then you're able to upgrade to the Youth Max Plus and carry it, for a $500 and we wanted to price it. In the pricing of this, there were two considerations. One was that we wanted to price it as reasonably as we can, so that you would all get a very quick ROI, return on your investment. But we also wanted to be able to price it in a way that we could honor Nick and support his body of work. And that's why we've kept it as low as it is and do the split with Nick the way we're doing it, so that we can support his body of work moving forward. And when you see, I mean, Gina, you were there when we were filming, and you know the number of hours we put in afterwards and beforehand. If you were to try to create this yourself, you couldn't. I mean,
There are so many people behind the scenes that worked on this, and I'm so grateful to every single one of you.
You bet. Let me ask you, because I think this is a question that people often ask, is a John Maxwell team member goes through and gets certified,
mm-hmm.
and let's say they're going to do this at their church, but the other people in their church aren't certified. The facilitation of all John Maxwell programs are only for those who are certified. Is that right?
Correct. So one of the things, that's really important is that we always remember to honor the integrity of our investment and the investment of others who, are on this journey with us in the John Maxwell team. And so when you make the investment to, purchase the Youth Max Plus materials, you are the one that has been equipped to do this, and you are the only one that can present it. You cannot, get the materials and then hand them off to maybe your children's ministry leader and say, hey, you can use this material to teach the kids today. No, you have to be the one to facilitate it. And it's really important that that you protect your investment as well, because we want to make sure that, that the content is presented the best way possible to honor Nick and to honor John and to honor, the John Maxwell team program. So, yep,
yeah.
Only you.
This is Nick's body of work. And I think what happens is, in our effort to try to add value to other people, we say, I've gotten this resource. And I asked Nick if we would be able to have it downloadable for team members. And, that's a pretty big ask, because what we're saying is you can download this and we're going to move at the speed of trust. And I think what happens is sometimes a team member thinks, well, I've downloaded these resources, my church ministry could use it, I'll just, I'm going to add value to them by letting them just do it this one time. And in our effort to add value to them, we actually devalue Nick.
Mm-hmm.
We break our integrity and our word with Nick. And so for those reasons, the resources are available to you and only you. And if somebody is asking you, hey, look, that they'd like to do this too, then refer them to the program, and there's a referral commission for you. Let me ask you just two other questions here.
Sure.
First off, what is age appropriate? Like, what kind of audience is Youth Max created for, and the age range? And how do you take a lesson and teach it to maybe 9-year-olds, and then also make it relevant to somebody who's 14 or 15 or older?
Magic, Paul. That's how it happens. In all seriousness, Youth Max Plus is, we were trying to figure out how to articulate the best, ages for this program. And we found that really between the ages of like 8 and 18 years, the kids will really connect with youth, with Nick. And so basically school-aged young people all around the world would benefit from this content. And when you open the content, there's a facilitator's guide that's given to you for each module. And on the facilitator's guide, it gives you the learning objectives and the activities and what's going to be accomplished during that session. And so it'll tell you Youth Max Kids, this is what they'll do, and then Youth Max Teens, this is what they'll do. And so Youth Max Kids we're finding are about between the ages of 8 and 12, and then Youth Max Teens is between the ages of 13 and 18 years of age. Now I know, you know, I'm a mom of a 17-year-old, almost 18-year-old young man getting ready to graduate on Tuesday, and there's a lot of changes that happen in any of those time spans. And so what happens is you can – Nick's message is universal. So how you frame it and how you shape it for your audience is where the spin comes in for – is it for this age group or that age group? And we also have scripts that are specific to those age groups. So not only did we provide you with a scripted presentation, we also made the scripts age appropriate so that there's a little bit of change in how you present certain content to a younger person versus to an older teen. So one thing that's really important for those of you that already have downloaded it and those of you that that will do so very soon is being prepared, you know, reading through the scripts, going through the presentations, watching Nick's lessons and the videos, and understanding who your audience is. So if you're, you know, preparing to talk to a group of, 10-year-olds, you need to frame and shape your content to meet their needs as a 10-year-old. But honestly, the content is universal. It really is. I had a very large age group when I did the 4-H Youth Leadership Council last week. I had from 6th grade until 12th grade. I had graduating seniors in there as well. And all of them reacted very much the same, which is engaged, excited, and transformed. And it was great to see. It was great to see it in action.
Wow. Let me ask you just one last question as we approach the top of the hour. What's the average size of a group? What feels right?
So I think, you know, I think it's kind of a – it's really personal to you. You know, I like big rooms. I like big audiences. So I don't hesitate to be in front of a couple hundred kids and present it. I think you should use the material – in a way, in a group setting that feels great for you. For example, one of Nick's sessions are 5 Steps to Success, and it could be presented to a group of 500 kids in an auditorium. But some of you might say, you know, that's way too big for me. I'd rather have a group of 10 to 15 students. It still will work, and it'll still have impact and value. So honestly, I think it's up to the presenter to think about that. You know what, Paul, I thought of something I wanted to make sure I said to everyone. One of the questions that folks ask me is Nick's content faith-based, and it is not. The content is not faith-based. Nick does refer to one of the things that's important for him is to be centered and to understand who he is spiritually, but he does not refer to his specific faith, or nor does he go into detail about walking a Christian walk. So if anybody was concerned about that, I know I have had a couple of folks ask me how can they present Nick's content in a public school setting, and it's not. It's not faith-based at all, but it's still Nick, and he's going to be himself. So you still get the blessings of having Nick as a part of that.
So when somebody enrolls in the program, I think one of the important things that you touched on here towards the top of the hour is that, you know, this is not something that you're going to wing. You're not going to be able to kind of wing this. You're not going to be, okay, I'm just going to, you know, maybe spend an hour the night before I go in and talk tomorrow. When someone invests the $500 in the resources, they can certainly download them and they have them forever. They have a license. That license, they do not, you do not have to pay a renewal license. You've got the resources for your own personal use, and you can charge and you can keep 100% of what you earn. And with that though, there comes a responsibility to go through the program, right? And it's really important that they do that, right? There's a start here button when they start, mm-hmm. and they should go through it all, right? I mean,
all of it. You really can't hop around in Youth Max Plus. You really need to start at the very beginning, and listen here first to the audio teaching. So if you enjoyed my voice tonight, you will get to hear it again, and listen to us go through the content together, and then really dive in and you know, click on each tab and read through it, download it, make yourself a folder on your desktop, print out materials. It'll help you be the best facilitator possible, for sure.
Yeah, and if you will do what Gina just said, if you'll set aside a half a day, take a Saturday, and go through these things, you'll find that every question you have is answered. I mean, we've done a really good job because we've done this before with the Youth Max original launch. We really did a good job, and Gina did a fantastic job at anticipating what your questions would be and guiding you through. So, Gina, I want to just thank you on behalf of this and all of our team members from all over the world. You have just been a gift to the program. You've been a gift to me. I feel like the most fortunate president of any company to be able to have someone like you on my team, serving me, serving my agenda, serving my members and my clients, and you're one of them. And you have taken this program on as though it was your own. Right from the very beginning, you have donated so much of your time and have added so much value. I know people have inundated you with questions, and over again, you've been so kind. So from now on, Gina's going to tell you, I'm not answering your questions. Listen to this. But thank you so much.
No, and thank you so much, Paul. I mean, I know that you guys know this already, but you know, it's one thing when you sit in the audience and you're a part of this big group of people and you know, we're sitting there crying and John's motivating us, and we love to hear Roddy and Christian and Ed and Melissa and Paul and Scott, and we're so moved by all of them. But when you get to be a part of a transformation and you get to be behind the scenes and see that people are who they really say they are, you are truly blessed, and I just thank you for the opportunity I've had to serve the team in this capacity, and I just cannot express enough how grateful I am to you, Paul, so thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to open up the line so we can say goodnight to each other. Thank you, everybody, for being on the call. Thank you, Nick Vujicic. Thank you, Gina Jones.
Good night.